Welcome to Coffee Contrails.
This is Ingrid Remembers by T.W. Ladd, narrated by Mira Collier. Ingrid, Ava said. I was standing on the steps to her apartment, what had been our apartment before I went off to Ohio. Don't knock it before you see Cuyahoga Falls. Why did you leave me? Ava asked. I don't know. Fear, I guess. Isn't it always fear? I said. What did you have to be afraid of? Everything. Wasn't that the truth? Weren't we afraid the cancer would come back? Didn't I think that every time I saw the scars? The wounds that would never heal? That horrible mark where the port had gone into her chest? Would I ever be able to see that, to touch it? And not think of how I didn't punch nurses and doctors? Remember that anesthetist who laughed when you said that the propofol burnt as he injected it right before you passed out? And didn't all of those scars serve to remind me of how lucky I felt when it was you that got cancer and not me? Statistically, both of us weren't likely to get cancer. You getting it meant I'd gotten lucky. At first, it felt so good. It was such a relief. It wasn't me. Another bullet dodged. Because odds are, one of us had to get it. Every time I look in your eyes, all I see is my guilt. It was a mistake, Ava. That's all I can lamely think to say. I hold her and we kiss. Then we're in bed. Was that later? No, this isn't happening. This already happened. Except I never told her that it was a mistake. I never kissed her and told her I was a fool. I never owned up to my own cowardice. That was nothing I could let myself put into words. Hell no. This was a different memory. This was from before the cancer. She was lying flat on her back. I had my head propped on my hand, leaning on my elbow. She was just staring at me. What's with you? I said. I just love you. No, you don't, I tease. You just make use of that conventional language in order to gain some power over me. You don't really believe that. Probably not. She looked like Daphne du Maurier. I told her that before. I'm not sure where I ever got that idea. No, that's not true. I remember now. She had a copy of a novel, Rebecca. On the back, they had put a photo of the author. I thought it was funny how she was a dead ringer for the writer. Ava didn't see it. God, I did. They had the same soft jawline, the chin a little too far forward, the same nose that was a little too short for her face to be a conventional beauty. Not a pug nose. I was glad it wasn't a button nose. I'd never seen the attraction. She just wasn't, you know, Grace Kelly, Tippi Hedren, Doris Day. Ingrid Bergman and Notorious. Doris Day really was gorgeous and the man who knew too much. But Ava's wasn't a Marcia Brady nose either, as cute as that would be, but maybe less interesting. This is perfect, Ava said. I can stay right here for 1,000 years. The sheets would need changing after a while. Hey, I'm trying to be sweet. Oh, you're very sweet, my sweet, I told her and kissed her. What do you think happens when we die? She asked. Weird question. No, it's not, she countered. I sat up higher against the headboard. Okay, weird moment. I guess I get kind of deep when I've just been to paradise. Well, I am a good lay, I joked, but paradise is laying it on a little thick. She sat up beside me and cleared her throat. I just think maybe we never really die. Maybe we live on in the memories of God. You think she keeps our lives like videos and replays them on a rainy night or what? I said. You don't have to make fun of me. I'm not really making fun of you, I said, pretending to pinch her cheek. I'm just trying to turn your words into a mental picture, dear one. I just think that if God knows all, then we all always live on in the mind of God. Nothing is ever lost forever. That which was lost is now found, that kind of thing. Something like that. For some reason, I just have this image of God watching a lot of really bad TV. Maybe she only gets the good stuff, the highlights of our lives, not the dull parts. I mean, you've seen the inside of a laundromat, right? What's your point, mocker? I've laughed. I'm not mocking you. I pinched her thigh. Not hard. She bruises like a peach. And I really like her thighs. Yes, you are. No, I just think maybe some stuff should be lost. Who is that guy who said he didn't want to see sausage being made? A lot of people's lives are like that. I think that if you want to be remembered forever, well, you either have to be really cute or you need to do something interesting. Nothing terrible. All the terrible people should be forgotten. It's like all those people who talk about seeing grandma in heaven when they know damn well grandma was a boring old cuss. And she always was. She never did an interesting thing in her entire life. I don't know why God would want to sit around looking at that. Just like I can't imagine Granny actually wanting to live forever. I mean, if you're too afraid to live on Earth, eternity would be unbearable. Do you really think that most of the people you meet on the street would last a couple of centuries? They're doing all they can not to kill themselves now. That usually starts after, what, 15 or 20 years? About the end of puberty, most people are ready to drink themselves into a death-like state, eat until they pop, or zombify themselves with TV. Ava smiled. What? I asked. How did you manage to turn this dark? I burst out laughing. After I'd finally recovered myself, I said, I didn't think it was dark. I just thought it was accurate. People think they want to live forever, but do they really? I doubt it. I had a prof who said wanting to live forever is for poets and maniacs. Poets aren't maniacs? Probably. We both laughed. And then we started kissing again. Okay, I think this goes in the highlights, she laughed. Oh, definitely. You're cute and I'm interesting. I'm not interesting. It's really interesting how you like being with me, cutie. When we came up for air, Ava said, in all seriousness, do you think maybe we're a little down on, what do you call it, the conventional language of love? Yeah? I had no idea where she was going with this. Well, because of your parents? What about them? She started to stammer and then stopped, went back for a running start. The way they disowned you for taking up with a dyke like me? Oh, the dyke thing was just the queer cherry on top. That was never the biggest issue. She rumpled her face at that. You say that, but so what do you think the biggest issue was? I sighed. They were already pissed off that I followed you into the heresy of liberal Lutheranism. You really think so? Don't get me wrong. They don't approve the unnatural love that forsaketh the penis. That was just an excuse to stop trying. That gave them permission to wash their hands of me, little apostate that I am. Apostate? That sounds like something anatomical, she said. I had to think about that one. Prostate? That has to be it. A wrinkle formed at the corner of her mouth as a smile began to play on her lips. The dimple in her cheek was so kissable. Her blue-green eyes, gorgeous jewels. Her nostrils flared as she drew in breath. Yes. Yes, I could stay here 1,000 years. Just fine.
If you like today's recording, please like and favorite us on Facebook and Twitter. And you can find us at coffeecontrails.com. Thanks.